Welcome back to the Pitch Pod. My name is Joe Janner. With me, Jeff Stebbins. How you doing, man?
Joe, I'm doing well. I just, you know, I'm looking forward to another quality match here to discuss and have a conversation about here on the Pitch Pod.
Yes, and today we have upcoming English Premier League contests, Nottingham Forest versus Liverpool. We're starting right from the start, I think, Jeff. Liverpool there, top of the table, number one, with a game in hand. And they'll be visiting Nottingham Forest side that I think we may have mentioned before, surprisingly sitting there third. So, big game for both sides. Looking forward to see what kind of questions you have about what's going on and where the discussion goes.
Yeah, and I think you already kind of mentioned it. You said surprise at Nottingham Forest and the fact that they're sitting number three, which it is a surprise. Let's just be honest, right? Match day 21 is what we're looking at. Nottingham Forest sitting in that third slot, just right beneath. And yeah, I don't think any of us predicted that or saw that coming based on how they've performed in the prior couple seasons.
Right.
And in fact, I could be wrong here, but from what I could find, it's been a solid almost decade since they've been this high on the table, Joe.
Well, right. I mean, you're referencing a club that during periods and during eras, massive backing, massive support, massive performance and ability, but just kind of fell off the table, if you will, for some time, and now they're back in the English Premier League, and then look out, here they are on their way up to the top. I mean, you know, you mentioned match day 21, so that means we're past the half point of the season, and it's not like we're just talking about this 2 or 3 weeks in, and they're there. We're talking into the second half of the season, and Nottingham Forest in third place.
Yeah, with 40 points, I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited for their fan base. I mean, yeah, I want them to keep this momentum going as someone who kind of has rooted consistently for the quote-unquote underdogs, if you will. But it kind of brings me to another point is, you know, they have a relatively new coach at Nottingham, and Nuno, he's been around. He's, you know, been kind of a journeyman coach. He's kind of been everywhere, had a little bit of a tenure at Tottenham. But whatever he's doing seems to be working, and if you watch the games, he does change it up. He does adapt to his opponent, so I think that's big. As far as personnel, the team doesn't have any big superstar name, you know, per se. They get a lot of output from Wood and White, but it's just a well-coached and solid team that everyone's contributing on some level. And their defense is a solid back four, back three, depending on their formation. But it's exciting to see. And, you know, I know that Nuno hasn't had the same success rate at other places he's been. But that kind of brings another conversational point is, you know, maybe he's just the right fit for that squad. Maybe he's the right fit for that club. Yeah. Maybe that environment is positive to his ideas and his recommendations. Maybe this is just like the perfect collaborationship, this perfect partnership that we're witnessing.
You know, I think you said a lot of good points there. I was just thinking that as you were speaking it, that, yeah, I mean, there are times where that's an important part for a club at the highest levels to make sure recruitment for their coaching staff and who's in place and does it fit with what they have to work with. That's the name of the game. Can a manager, can a coach get the most of what they have to work with? Here's case in point. This is a manager that is doing very much with what they have to work with, utilizing their skill set and making the most of it. So I think that's a hats off to Nuno there. Good performance, good fit. Makes the English Premier League even more exciting when you have a club like that. You could say maybe outperforming the expectations, but nonetheless, there they are.
Yeah, and as we approach this match, another key consideration here is it's a home game for Forest. It's at City Ground, the historic park. And, you know, I think that in itself is going to be huge with the Nottingham Forest fan base coming out and supporting the squad. But I also think that, you know, there's some other considerations as far as, you know, injuries and fatigue at this point in the season. There's FA Cup matches. They got a lot going on. So I think that's important to consider. And then if you want to look back earlier in the season, Nottingham actually beat Liverpool earlier this season in September, Joe. So, you know, all signs are pointing towards this momentum that Forest is building right now.
I think that's fair. No, that's great. I mean, to go back and look at how they did in the previous match, they're going to or at Liverpool and getting a result, a win, as you suggested earlier in the season. Yes. I think, though, that we probably should consider, though, that Liverpool has just gotten better and better over the course, right? I mean, they are a side. I mean, we now are seeing them, I think, at a level that shows what they really are capable of. And so I think this match will be different. You know, again, though, it is the reverse fixture, so there are other considerations. But I think this will be different. Liverpool will come out to play. And I can't imagine that they're not going to approach it any other way to compete at a level to get a result, namely trying to win.
Yeah, I agree. Liverpool's been super dominant. They have the talent, that another environment that seems to be working with a relatively new coach to their system. And so it should be a great match either way. Whatever the result ends up being, it should be a really high-quality match. And I'm very excited to see how it's going to play out. And, Joe, whenever you're ready, I think I know what direction I want to go in for this one, but I'll let you lead off the predictions unless there's anything else we left on the table.
Sure. I think that just one last bit, you know, in regards to Liverpool. I mean, yes, it is a new manager, though that's essentially the same squad that carried over from years past. And so not to discredit anything that's happening there, but that also lends itself to showing you how important it is continuity is in this game, right? You have now achieved with this squad. The manager's left. Jurgen Klopp makes history, does well, builds it up to what it is, and they're able to continue. That, I actually think that lends itself to giving credit to the players, an understanding of who they are, who their teammates are, and what they're supposed to be doing in that environment, in that setting, and with another voice, another way to go about it. But still, it is the Liverpool side that we've seen be dominant and do well. So I think that they're going to have success in this, Jeff. I think I'm leading into my prediction. I think they're going to have success, and that is a win. 2-1 in this case. I think that there will be a very competitive match, but I think that Liverpool, one way or another, will pull ahead to get the win 2-1.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I think you make valid points there with personnel, and it's not just the same personnel on the pitch, but it's also in the locker room too, right? Which is really important as well in terms of leadership and making sure that there's a camaraderie there between players. So, yeah, you made a lot of good points. I'm going to go in a little different direction. And I agree, Liverpool is overall the better opponent at this time and place. But with the winning streak that has happened, the momentum, the fact that it is at City Ground, I gotta go with Forest on this one. You know, I think the supporters are gonna show out. And is it gonna be a shutout? No. But is it gonna be a close game? Yes. So I got Forest winning this one, Joe, 2-1.
So it's the reverse there. I mean,
correct. Yeah.
Okay. And it's fair. I think you mentioned it often, the opportunity to play in front of your home supporters in an environment that's going to be beyond encouraging of them and supportive could lend itself to just doing so. I can see it happen. That's why this is an exciting match to look for. I think it could go either way.
Yeah, well, hopefully everyone out there gets a chance to tune in and watch like I know we will. And as always, thank you for listening to the Pitch Pod. Please hit that like and that subscribe if you would. And until next time.